I hear that. Yeah, I've got a few things that were in the Air Force.
My radio
I had one that actually.
Me. I guess I was on there too.
About 8 years ago, 9, 10 years ago, he retired from Kingsley out here at the 173rd. And I had a couple of friends that were pilots. Yo was a real good friend of ours. And, yeah, he was one of the instructors out there. At that time, it was the F-14s before we got the F-15s in.
Nice. Now, I'll tell you what. I was Navy, and we used to do red flag with the Air Force up in El Magordo and Nellis Air Force Base. You know, I was F-18 plane captain, and which the same as crew chief launcher covered. And we were always like, come on, come on. F-15, we could never, F-15 always kicked our ass.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, they're always in competition. I'm hearing now, it's been scuttlebutt going on since last year, early last year, the end of year before. They're supposed to be flying out the F-15Es here, the Strike Eagle, and we're supposed to be getting the F-35s in, but it hasn't happened yet. I know they came in here about a month and a half ago. There was a string of, I think, about 10 of them. They turned around and came in. They were practicing with the 15s here, but we still haven't seen the 35s land.
Yeah, those are nice. Those are nice. And that's right there at that Air Force Base in the Klamath, right?
Yeah, it's the 173rd Tactical Fighter Squadron.
Copy, copy. Yeah, I was in Lemoore. I was with BF-161, which was F-4s. And then they transitioned over to F-18s. Then I was with VF-84, which is Jolly Rogers. And they became the 103, VFA-103. And then VF-195, which was A-7s, and VA-146 Blue Diamonds, that was A-7s, and that was attached to the Nimitz, and this is after I got out, but they became F-18 squadrons.
Oh, that's a pretty big jump from the F-4 Phantom to the F-18. That's a heck of a change.
Well, those were F-4Js. They were old, and they didn't know whether to go to the Tomcat, F-18, or it was on Midway. I wasn't on Midway. I was in Lemoore. I was with, VFA-195, and then I went from there to VF-84, Jolly Rogers, and so when they went to 18s, I was supposed to go there, but they sent me back because I was, trained with fighter jets instead of, fighter attack. So when the F-4s came in, we went ahead and transitioned over.
Yeah, I hear that. No, I'm just saying, as far as training, that's a big jump. I mean, to go from F-4 to F-18. But, yeah, I don't know. Aviation has always been really cool to me, even overseas in Germany. I took a lot of aircraft identification. I volunteered for red-eye missile training, which was ground-to-air, and did a lot of bat simulation. I did a lot of that, and I took, actually volunteered for White House and presidential training and guard. I did it just because it was something that really interested me in my younger days. I was only 17. Well, I went in 74, came out in 82, and did 5 years reserve, mobile reserve. And it was just, everything they would give me, I would take.
'74, you were still at the end of the Vietnam era, right?
Yeah, I was, but in high school, I was really into electronics. I was 16 in my freshman year of there at Watsonville High School, and I was already in electronics from 7th and 8th grade, and when I got into high school, I got into a more advanced electronics class. Heck, I was already building my first ham radio, transmitter receiver. I was building my first FM radios in, what do they call it, just prior to high school. Like the 7th and 8th grade. And, yeah, I was really into it, so they felt they needed me over in Germany, over there on the doing field artillery, directional, and FADAC, just doing a lot of radar work, stuff like that. And I got into electronics there and ended up becoming an instructor for about a year and a half.
Nice, nice. Do you work on ham radio and CB radio? Like, you know, I have one that's got a cold solder. I don't know how to hunt for them. I mean, I got a soldering iron, but I'm 61. Maybe I know you're older than me, but when I go to, I'm fine. But when I get to put that pointy part down there, and once I can it and everything and get it ready, I get the shakes. I don't know why. Maybe it's old age or nothing, but I get the shakes, and I'm afraid to do it because I don't want to bridge it.
I hear that. I don't know, I've been out of electronics. When I came out of the military, I had some heck of an offers from IBM and a couple other real high-end electronics firms. They're out of San Francisco and Silicon Valley. If I'd have been, I can't say if I'd have been smart, I should have took them up on it. And they wanted to send me back to school, and I was so sick of school by then. They wanted to demilitarize me. And for 2 years before I actually worked with them, and I was so tired of school by then, I was done.
Yep, too much putting a lot of work and a lot of strain on that brain, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you know how it is. Even when I got out, it was, 1982, I was in my 20s, and I went in at 17, and I was just tired of school. I was just tired of sitting behind a desk, and when I was a kid, the family was into construction, and I just got tired of sitting behind a desk. Through school and through military, and I went right back to construction.
There ain't nothing wrong with that. My whole family, my brothers, my brother that's under me, he's got almost 30 years in California with the Carpenters Union. My other one, he's got like 25, he's got 5 more years, and he's going to graduate. I mean, not graduate, but retire from the Carpenters Union. And shoot, they're making bank, I mean, like 60-something. One of them was making like $65 an hour, and he's not even building houses no more. He's working for the union, and he's more or less teaching all the apprentices.
Yeah, I was the Finnish Woodworkers Union in Watsonville, and then in Santa Cruz, I was with the Woodworkers Union. And in Watsonville, I was shop steward for our Woodworkers Union. So, yeah, I know about the union. It's been a lot of years since I've been in it, but, yeah, they got a lot of benefits. We got a son now that just went to work for Collins Products here in Klamath, and, yeah, he's actually getting a little taste of what the union's about because he's going up on his 60-day, and he's got 90 days, and then he's going into his apprenticeship.
Union is good. When I left California, I moved, well, I went to the military. After I got out, I came back to Vacaville. I lived in Vacaville. And it was like, damn, everything's still the same shit. You know, friends are doing same dumb shit. I moved to Florida, and Florida's like Oregon. You know, it's a right-to-work state thing, which I don't know. I guess Florida's that, or Oregon's that way. But they had no union, and it kind of really sucked. But I ended up going to Omaha driving a truck, and I got in the Teamsters union there. And man, I tell you what, I saw a difference.
That's what my stepdad did. He was with Teamsters, truck drivers union also. Yeah, there is a lot of difference. Yeah, I hear that.
So did you get all your farming, harvest?
All the tomatoes out of the, most all the tomatoes. Actually, I was working today, so, and we're hitting cold weather now, so, our daughter went out and it's just a good thing I didn't plant what I normally plant because normally I'm planting 75 to 100 tomato plants, but this year I only put in, I think, 43. I did like 46 plants this year instead of the 75 to 100. She went out this morning and she was a picking fool today. She got all the ripe ones picked. She got the half ripe ones picked and all the green ones picked because I do sell a lot of the green tomato to a lot of people here in Klamath. But, no, I didn't even get to help her, but she got it done.
Nice. Fried green tomatoes are good. I live in Florida, and my ex-girlfriend, you know, she knew how, her mom used to make them, and then there was a place up there in a place up north Florida called Waldo, and they had a little cafe, and we'd go in there and have breakfast and had some fried green tomatoes and a side of ranch dressing. Well, I tell you what, that's good eating right there.
Yep, I hear that on the fried green tomatoes. Yeah, I like them. All right, Henry, I got to get off here. The wife's out there already. She's starting on the chicken stuff, so I'm going to get out there and give her a hand. And, yeah, we got to make sure everybody's in and protected for the night because we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 pens of chickens. Now, I don't know how many birds. I know we're way over. And then we got to make sure the ducks are all rounded up and they're in their coop for the night. So we live next to I think it's 20-acre PP&L field, and it's got power lines that run through it. And we've got from mountain lion to coyote to wolves that run through that thing. So we got to make sure our animals are locked up big time.
Copy that. All right, 73, see you, and it was good talking to you. I ain't talked to you in a while. I wish I had my handheld, and I could have talked to you on the way, you know, to Idaho, because we went to Christmas Valley, and, you know, and I can't even think of whatever lake it is through there, and
But I don't think I'd have, from Burns back, I don't think I could have reached because I don't have them repeaters.
I hear that. All right, Henry 73 is to you, and God bless. And we will talk to you. We'll talk to you later. So WSBT 889, we're monitoring.
889 73s, 573, we're clear and monitoring.